This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. House Democrats Friday issued a subpoena to the White House for documents related to the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukrainian officials. We get details from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Even before the subpoena was sent, President Trump had signaled his administration would not cooperate. Trump, trying to force a showdown among House Democrats, is demanding a formal vote in Congress. But the subpoena was being sent with a letter that said Speaker Pelosi has confirmed an impeachment inquiry is underway, and it is not for the White House to say otherwise. Democrats warned the president defying their subpoena would be considered evidence of obstruction. The impeachment inquiry centers on Trump's request that Ukraine's president look for political dirt against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden defended himself and his son Hunter at a labor forum for Democratic candidates in California on Friday. Biden said that there is no evidence to back up President Trump's assertion of corruption, and he is concerned what the president will do to stay in office.
He calls the impeachment proceeding a coup. A coup. He talks about how we should handle whistleblowers. He talks about there will be a civil war. This is the guy that's unhinged. He is unhinged. I worry about what he's going to do, not about me or my family. I worried about what he'll do in the next year in the presidency.
In addition to the inquiry into President Trump's contacts with Ukrainian officials, the president also called on China to investigate the Bidens for what he called corruption. However, there is no evidence the former vice president or his son committed any wrongdoing. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Microsoft says hackers linked to the Iranian government have targeted a U.S. presidential campaign. Reuters and the New York Times say that was President Trump's re-election campaign. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The company says a group it calls Phosphorus attempted to penetrate 241 accounts during a 30-day period in August and September. In addition to the U.S. presidential campaign, which Microsoft did not identify citing privacy concerns, other targets included government officials, media, and prominent Iranian expatriates. The hacker successfully penetrated four of the accounts, and in a blog post, Microsoft's vice president for security says the owners have been notified. Microsoft says none of the penetrated accounts was associated with presidential campaigns or current or past U.S. officials. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court has added an abortion case to its 2020 docket. AP's Mike Hempen tells us about that.
The justices will consider a Louisiana law that could leave the state with just one abortion clinic. They'll hear arguments during the winter, with the decision likely by the end of June. In February, the High Court agreed to block a law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The Louisiana law is very similar to a Texas law that the Supreme Court struck down in 2016. That decision came before President Trump's two picks. Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh joined the High Court. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The first all-female spacewalk is back on 6 months after a flap over space suits led to an embarrassing cancellation. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
NASA has announced that the International Space Station's two females will pair up for a spacewalk later this month. Astronauts Christina Cook and the newly arrived Jessica Meir will venture out October 21st to plug in new batteries. Cook was supposed to go spacewalking with another female crewmate in March, but NASA had to scrap that plan because there wasn't enough time to get a second medium-sized spacesuit ready. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. employers added a modest 136,000 jobs in September, but that was enough to help lower the unemployment rate to a five-decade low of 3.5%. Gus Fauché is the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
This is a decent report. We are seeing slower job growth in 2019 than we saw last year. I think some of that is the tight labor market is constraining businesses. They can't find the workers that they need out there.
That jobs report sent stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.